Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Today, we have a task before us. Massive, gigantic, or some would say colossal, mightily gargantuan, of elevated importance, tremendous, and at the same time, great. A word of such epic importance, Uncle William would use it in no fewer than three of his plays. Now, just in case this word of monumental importance managed to slip by you, it was monumental. So yes, Uncle William dons his overalls, slaps up the scaffolding, and constructs for us a monumental reminder of the wide-ranging power of language. And what better backdrop to erect such a multi-syllabic statue than during the grand sweeping epic of the Trojan War, which at this point has been dragging on into its seventh year. A quick recap. Trojan Prince Troilus falls hard for Cressida, the daughter of a Trojan defector. Meanwhile, the Greek and Trojan armies are locked in a cynical stalemate outside the walls of Troy. Cressida and Troilus finally profess their love and share a night together, swearing eternal fidelity. However, the next morning, Cressida is traded to the Greeks in a politically convenient prisoner exchange. Meanwhile, by Act 3, over in the Greek camp, Achilles, the great demigod warrior, refuses to fight, sulking in his tent. Ulysses, meanwhile, hatches a plan to have some of his men talk about how amazing the warrior Ajax is within earshot of Achilles. This, in an attempt to goad him into getting his moody butt back in his battle breeches. Achilles hears them and complains to Ulysses that people have forgotten what a winsome warrior he was, to which Ulysses remarks that time carries a pouch on his back into which all great deeds are deposited to be forgotten as quickly as they are accomplished, much like a suit of neglected armor rusting away. The only way to keep your great reputation is to keep doing great things.
I do believe it, for they pass by me as misers do by beggars, neither gave to me good word nor look. What are my deeds forgot?
Time hath, my lord, a wallet at his back wherein he puts arms for oblivion, a great-sized monster of ingratitudes. Those scraps are good deeds past, which are devoured as fast as they are made, forgot as soon as done. Perseverance, dear my lord, keeps honour bright. To have done is to hang quite out of fashion, like a rusty mail in monumental mockery.
Ulysses' core argument here is that greatness and honour are not something one achieves once and keeps forever. They must be constantly renewed through great action. Now, monument, as a noun, had been around for some time, coming from the Latin monumentum, meaning a memorial structure. Think memory, something that literally reminds or brings recollection. And William would use monumental in a more traditional sense in Othello, when he describes Desdemona's skin as monumental alabaster. But it's Will's multi-layered meaning in Troilus and Cressida that really sparks my interest. It is used as a description in making a mockery of monumental proportions of the misuse, neglect of something that protects you, armor. Protects you in, say, a battle, where great deeds are accomplished, and honor and reputation is achieved. A word stemming from remembrance, when Achilles grows increasingly concerned that his greatness has been forgotten. And that multifaceted manufacturing of Uncle Will's, I find, monumentally nifty. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.